Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
I left you a secret message.
Oh, that's sad. What was it? I won't listen, and then I'll listen to it when we're editing.
I said, Josh, if you're listening to this, you got a big old dump behind you. You thick bitch.
Oh, all I heard was bitch. Was that the end of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Was that good enough for an intro moment?
Me whispering to you?
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably not.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Judgies Podcast, the only podcast on the internet talking about Reddit that's hosted by us. That's Christian.
That's Erica.
Oh, God. That's Josh.
And we're
the Judgies. Why did we do that? I didn't like that.
I was totally into it. That was so hot.
Yours are weird.
It's like a double Dutch namer.
Double Dutch namer.
You know, like a double Dutch rudder.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
It's when someone else... It's when you grab your dick, but somebody else grabs your elbow and jerks you off through your arm.
So it's technically not cheating.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's just called a Dutch rudder, not a double Dutch rudder.
Double Dutch is the jump rope game.
Yeah. Double Dutch is a common playground game. I mean, you could get a Dutch rudder on a playground.
You've never double Dutch rudder during your lunch break?
Jesus. Okay.
Not recently.
Where do we even go from here?
Well, pivot.
Well, we do have a review we can read.
Is it a double touch review?
Unfortunately not.
It is pretty masturbatory of ourselves, so to only read good reviews.
Hey, man.
We've only got good reviews.
Hey.
So.
It's not my fault.
Keep them coming.
This review's entitled Binge-worthy entertainment.
These more like cringe-worthy.
Boo.
Josh, my pride can't fucking take this right now, okay?
It was actually.
See how low his ponytail is?
I'm about to fucking crumble.
My ponytail is lower than my fucking self-esteem right now. Rat tail, more like crap tail. As in, my life not going great.
Oh, God. Stop it. It's too okay, real. Honey. We're supposed to be having fun here, and it's just like, it's really real now, and it's like not cool, all right? So, the listeners can't hear it, but I'm fucking crying right now.
They can hear it. I hate to break it to you.
No, honey, they can't hear it.
They can hear it.
They can't hear it.
I'm recording you, they can see it.
Cut it!
They're live streaming. Okay. Wouldn't be a podcast without a Christian clearing his throat.
Bring it together, Christian. Don't worry, this review will make me feel better. Binge-worthy entertainment. These hosts have great chemistry and appears to genuinely enjoy each other's company. False. The comedy is organic. It helps the listening audience be transported away from the everyday stress and drama of life for a period of no-stress entertainment. Well, except right there where Josh really kicked me while I was down. Keep up the great work and keep those episodes coming. Thanks.
Wow.
Don't forget, listeners, if you submit a review, we'll read it.
No matter what. We're contractually obligated at this point. We've committed to reading any review you put onto the internet.
So get creative. As long as it's good.
Make sure not to...
Always 5 stars.
Make sure to not, like, say anything bad about me specifically.
definitely don't talk shit about Christian. That would be mean. Everyone say your three least favorite things about all of us in a review.
I was like, right now?
Right now. Christian, your rat tail's way too low. Your beard patchy and your body hairless. It's all follicle-based insults. Those today. Are
all very honest and all very hurtful.
I do not want to go next. Please don't do mine. I don't like it.
Well, you know what? The only way we can get off of this, Ricky, is if you read us our first story.
All right.
And that's how you segue, motherfuckers. Talking shit last week.
It only took 16 episodes, baby. We got a segue. And then we immediately ruined the segue by talking about the segue.
Okay. Am I reading the title? Isn't that not a funny joke anymore? Sorry. I'm going to read the title.
I don't know. Our viewers read the title of our episode every week, so like I feel like it's a thing you got to do.
Do they, though? Maybe we just got really dedicated listeners, and they just put that shit on play. They don't even give a fuck about the title.
Maybe.
They know how much time and effort we go into to picking out a great name for our episodes.
Yeah, we bang these episodes out, like, editing's just boom, 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 and then we spend two to three weeks deliberating on each episode's title.
Yeah, there's a lot of brainstorming sessions, a lot of just throwing everything at the wall, see what sticks, and then hating it, and,
We have to sift through all the jokes, so it's like we'll pick out the best jokes in each episode, and we're like, okay, here's 17 from Josh, 2 from Christian, 5 from Erica, and then we're like, well, it's got to be one of Josh's jokes, because he's the funniest, and then we go from there.
Okay, so anyway, am I the asshole for limiting the amount of water my son can drink? I have never done this before, so apologies for any issues. My son, 14, drinks a lot of water. If we don't regulate it, he will drink 3, 4, or 5 bottles of water a day. He just says he's really thirsty. The problem is, the tap water in our area is terrible, so he can't drink that. But buying so many water bottles is insanely expensive. We spend hundreds of dollars a month on water. We took him to a doctor a couple years ago to see if there was an issue, but he's fine. He just drinks a lot of water.
Turns out he's just thirsty.
Me and my husband are kind of tired of this. So last week, we sat our son down and made a new rule. He can have 2 water bottles a day, which is still enough to not be thirsty. To enforce this rule, every bottle he drinks past the limit is 1 day of grounding.
What the fuck?
A whole day.
The fact that you're getting grounded at all for drinking an extra bottle of water. Here's the thing. Sorry, are you at the end?
No.
I'll let you continue then.
We got some pushback at first, but it wasn't a problem until yesterday, where he drank 5 bottles of water in just 24 hours.
That little fucker.
We followed the rules and grounded him for 3 days. He was really mad and said it was totally unfair, but we reminded him those were the rules. I talked to my sister about this, and she said it was crazy, so I decided to post it here. Am I the asshole?
Yeah, this person's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Step one. Get a fucking water pitcher that filters water.
Yeah.
That's just a quick solution.
Ever heard of Brita?
Have you? Who's Brita?
The filter.
Oh, yeah. What is he talking about?
We have a Brita filter. Shut up.
We don't use it. A Brita filter.
I mean, we still have it.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, we just go buy
or just
pre-filtered water.
You could buy the Culligan fucking five-gallon jugs. That's way cheaper than using bottled water.
Also, a lot more environmentally friendly. Like, shit.
All right. If you had to guess for a man, how many liters of water do you think a man should drink? A grown man.
The amount of water that you're supposed to drink a day is, like, insanely high. Like, nobody gets that much water. So the fact that she's limiting this kid is crazy, but how much is it?
For men, it's 3.7 liters, and for women, it's 2.7 liters. So a 14-year-old boy is probably somewhere in between there. A bottle of water, if you're talking like Dasani, is 500 milliliters. So realistically, he should be drinking 7-ish bottles of water a day.
Yeah.
So if this kid's drinking 5, he's still technically getting underwatered.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to drink like 8 cups of water a day? So that comes out to like 64 ounces. So yeah, that's still...
No, I think you're supposed to drink a gallon of water a day.
You literally just said
Yeah, but like
how many liters? 3.7 liters?
Yeah, 15.5 cups.
That's 15 cups of water a day?
Yeah.
That does seem like a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a lot of water to begin with. And the fact that she's limiting him is ridiculous. There's much more.
There's just solutions to get around this.
That's what I mean. Like, it's insane to me that you would. It's something so stupid like that.
Hey, Timmy, I can't come over today.
I accidentally drank an extra bottle of water.
I had two extra waters today, so I got grounded for 2 days.
That just seems abusive. Like,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's like, what better way to, like, grow, like, dissent from your child than, like, grounding them for drinking water?
That kid's going to grow up with, like, never wanting to drink water.
Yeah, he's going to be an asshole to his kid when... This is going to cause a whole cycle. They need
Mama,
to all go to...
One day, I'll be rich enough that I can drink as much... My kids can drink as much water as they want. I do get it from, like, a monetary standpoint of her saying, like,
sure.
Hundreds
also,
of dollars.
Like,
there's cheaper ways to get water.
There's definitely different ways to do it.
Unless they don't live... Maybe they don't live in America, but, like...
Oh.
I guess, but...
Yeah, that's
there's
a good point.
Yeah, it's just... There's the pitchers that filter water. There's literal filters that you can attach right to your faucet.
Mm-hmm.
You could get a fridge that filters water. There's
the a
5 gallon,
options.
The buying it in bulk in a 5 gallon container.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get a non-refrigerated 5 gallon, like the water dispenser for $50, and then each refill is like what, $3
a gallon or something. Yeah, wild. All the comments are saying, yes, of course you're the asshole. Like, what are you doing? Are you trying to kill him?
No, you don't understand. This woman was born in 1902.
During a drought?
The year is 1930. Yeah, she lives in California during the worst drought.
He keeps drinking all this water, so we started getting him soda instead, and he just refuses to drink it.
Yeah, I wonder how much, like, she drinks, or, like, the parents drink in this situation. There's no way this kid's, like, drinking that much more water than them. She's like, I have a modest 2 bottles of water a day, and he has 5.
It's insane.
I could definitely see, like, there's, like, people like my dad's age where it's just, like, they don't like water. So it's, like, it's like the people that drink milk. It's
there's people like, that at every age that don't like water.
It's weird, right? Like, you should... At least, like, water's fine. But there's people that are just like, ew, water? Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
You got ice in there? You're watering down your water, you fucking sicko? Like, what's in the toilet, dude? You're putting what's in your toilet in the same thing that you drink? Ugh.
Gross.
Oh,
God. All right.
Not me. I piss in milk, baby. I put milk in the back of my tank. That shit go down good.
Finally, something milk is good for.
How dare you guys.
Pouring it down the drain.
All right. Ready for the next one? I don't think you're ready for the next one. Am I the asshole for not firing an employee over something extremely stupid? I, 57-year-old male, own a small business. There's only about 20 employees that work for me, but recently I hired someone new. She seemed like a great fit at first, but she's starting to stir up trouble, mainly with one of my hardest working employees. I didn't know this, but apparently he has an OnlyFans. The new employee came to my office one day holding a folder. Keep in mind, she's been here for less than a month. She dropped the folder on my desk and opened it up. She went into a spiel about... She went into a spiel showing several pictures of him and other men doing things you'd expect to see on a porn account. She started talking about how inappropriate and disgusting it was for him to be doing things like this. I felt like this was especially dumb because she was looking at porn and wanted to degrade people making it. She said he was putting out a horrible representation of our company. I really felt like this wasn't fair because it's entirely up to him what he wants to do outside of work, and I don't control his body. She just got a lot angrier and started demanding me to fire him. I told her to just shut up and get out, probably what's making me wrong here. But she went out and told everyone else, and now they're demanding me to fire him too. I'd get it if we were watching children or something similar, but we are literally just making drawings for games. What? I'd get it if we were watching children or something similar, but we are literally just making drawings for games. Oh, I see what he's saying. So
he's just like a storyboard artist for a video game company.
Yeah, he's not like... Okay. So, am I the asshole for not firing him? Was I in the wrong here?
Here's the thing. You know, all storyboard artists are freaks, so they're not in the wrong. But also, this means that this lady... can you just, like, go browsing on OnlyFans? You have to find...
I have no idea.
You have to find their link, right?
Maybe she, and like, saw him on Twitter.
Also had to pay for it to view the images.
Yeah.
Because everything's behind a paywall, so she at least paid for...
Access to
view these pictures.
Not to mention, like, her showing porn at work is in itself...
Yeah, that's
HR violation.
Yeah, absolutely. That's much worse.
So this first comment says, or the top comment says, you're not the asshole. She had to seek those things out and likely had to pay to see them. Yeah. To my knowledge, it's also against OnlyFans rules to print pictures of the content, and wow. It is definitely revenge porn for her to give those out to you and others without his consent.
Absolutely.
Good for you for not firing him, and I would personally choose to fire her. She's toxic.
Yeah. Did it say her age?
I don't think so. He was 50-something.
Good on this 57-year-old dude for being chill. Like, yeah. That's definitely not something you'd expect out of that age range.
It makes me... like, I'm glad that he's saying, you know, it is what it is, that person can do whatever, you know, he wants outside of this. But I also feel like if it was a woman that got caught with an OnlyFans, it would be a different story.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe not exactly with this company itself. Like, it sounds like he would probably make the same statement if it was a woman. But in general, like, that's... not how it goes for women on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I believe that. I also think the only reason this lady's making a stink is because
she's
the
a homophobe.
Guy is gay.
Yeah. It definitely sounds like a gay thing.
And that's probably why everybody else is like, oh, I have to work with a gay guy? Are you kidding me? Like,
yeah, it's weird that the whole rest of the company was like on board with her.
Yeah, it's his free time. Why the fuck do
well,
you
that's,
care?
It's well, not like... on the other thing, is he wearing a company logo when
that's
he's doing
right.
it?
He's got the company polo on.
Like, come on. It's not like he's saying, oh, this video content is sponsored by my company.
Well,
like,
I forgot to tell you guys this, but I had a coworker present cloud up clips of our podcast to my lab manager, specifically about us eating our mom's assholes. And I got fired, so...
I'm really hoping this takes off soon, guys. I really need this.
That's my nightmare. Please tell me that's not true.
Yeah, I don't have a job anymore.
Joshua.
Yeah, Eric, I'm sorry to tell you this. I also don't...
That's not fucking funny.
This is why I had this meeting today with my managers.
You guys are giving me major anxiety right now. I need you to tell me that you're
How
just
do you
kidding.
Think we feel? We just lost our jobs.
It's not funny.
I'm really hoping this OnlyFans kicks off soon.
Tucky Chrissy in full effect, baby. And Washy Joshy. That's me in a bathtub with suds doing clean things and dirty things for the price.
I need you to tell me you're kidding.
I am kidding.
Okay, thank you.
I Wink. Am not.
Yeah, no, this is totally a joke. Wink, wink.
I mean, I don't have any financial ties to you, so like... that's fine.
Josh, you can get fucked, but Christian, you better have a job, motherfucker.
But for real, though, because we got a kitchen to pay for, so...
You guys hiring contact tracers, or...
Yes. Honestly, yes.
I will say I don't know how to use a computer past Windows 98. So I might fit right in.
I was going to say, nobody fucking else does, so it's fine. Okay.
Yeah, good on this guy.
Yeah,
being a good
sure.
boss, especially, I mean, it is like, does it get into more of, it shouldn't get into more of a gray area if this, like, let's say they were like teachers, it shouldn't matter.
Right. Because they're not representing like,
yeah.
Cause I just saw that on the news. Some teacher got fired for having an OnlyFans and it's like,
yeah.
Well, a big thing now is, so anybody listening, make sure you don't, if you have like on Facebook, say, I work at such and such. You are now a figure.
You're representing
you're
the company.
Representing that company. So if you have that on your Facebook or your Twitter or whatever, delete that shit. Maybe even put in like my opinions are not representation of this company. Because
yeah.
they'll try to fire you for that shit. So
because if you don't, I'm gonna personally comb through all of our listeners' social media accounts and try to get all of you fired. That
There's
way
only
you have more time
you,
to
so.
Listen to our podcast.
It's not gonna take me long to find all of you. So yeah, let those freak flags fly, but remove any ties to your company.
Just don't fly them under a corporate entity.
it's okay to get people fired for being racist. It's not okay to get them fired for being sex workers.
No.
It's not okay.
You just that. Listen,
what if they're racist yelling, sex workers?
Well, as long as you're getting them fired for being racist and not for their sex work.
But what if you can't prove they're racist, but you can prove they're sex workers? Is it kind of like, oh, this dude definitely doesn't like people of color, but like he just has an OnlyFans. So like, do I just shame him for that or?
No, you can't fish him into sending you racist comments.
There you go.
Have you seen the woman on Twitter who has an OnlyFans and she has a, I think she lives in Florida, but she has a state rep or a state congressperson that follows her OnlyFans, who's a GOP congressperson, and he like messages her like, "Oh, I hate how fucking left you are," and she's like, "Well, I'm gonna block you unless you read like the systematic like." She makes him read like super leftist books. And she's like, if you don't fucking purchase this book and prove to me that you read it, I'm going to ban you. So she like made him read like three like pro-communism or pro-socialism books. And then she just went, that was like a couple weeks ago. And she just went viral again today because the dude messaged her like, I quit. And she's like, you quit your job? And he's like, no, I quit you. And she's like, you can't fucking quit me. He's like, I know. I hate how progressive you are. And she's like, she like made him, what did she make him do? She made him donate to a Tennessee bail fund.
Oh my God.
And like he had to send proof like, I hate what's going on right now. And she's like, you fucking do it or I'm going to block you again. So he donated money to the Tennessee bail fund for the Breonna Taylor stuff because he wanted to see this girl naked so much.
The power of just being a fucking dom, dog.
Yeah, this dude's like definitely like into fin dom for sure. There's no way. It's financial domination, guys.
How do I get a guy that's into that? And I just don't have to do anything. I'm like, send me money, fucking pig.
People do that. People will just like, you don't have to do anything for them. They just want you to like demand that they give you money and they get off on that.
Can I have one?
Can we share
we just
it?
Said that we didn't have to do anything for it, so
yeah, but it's like, can we share it? I mean
your money is my money is your money, so like it is shared technically.
Well, maybe,
but
I
like,
just
no, you get one and then I'll get a different one and then we got double the money.
You want one guy giving it to both of you?
No, he gets one named Joe and I'll get one named Jerry and then we both get money.
What's up with the J names, Erica?
Well, I didn't want to say Josh, so.
This is disgusting because I have two uncles with those names.
Oh, fuck. Cut that.
Cut
it. Or just.
I meant John and Jimmy. I swear.
He's also got an uncle named John.
And Jimmy.
Really?
No.
Oh. I was going to say, I don't know Jimmy.
But all right, we got to stop giving out my uncle names. They're not all
Jimmy. Well, you got fucking 15 of them, so.
And they live at 1692 Crestview Ave.
Josh? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
How'd you know Uncle Jimmy's address?
Because he'd been sending me them paychecks.
Hey. All right, we're moving on. Am I the asshole for yelling at my fiance for giving my dog away?
Who was it? Was it Louise who brought this up way back when in episode 7 where he's like, well, I guess I'm assuming genders here, but he was like, men on here will be like, am I the asshole for like kicking a baby? And women will be like, am I the asshole for like yelling at someone for doing a terrible thing?
That's very true.
That's a good point. Like, just okay. My best friend Kelly passed away 2 years ago. We were both childhood friends. She adopted her.
Rip Kelly.
Yes.
R.I.P.
We were both childhood friends. She adopted her dog Leo 7 years ago, and we became attached to him, and he was the bond that made our friendship grow stronger. When she passed, I took him a few months after. This is terrible writing. Hold on. When she passed away, I took him in a few months later, and it felt like she was there with me every time he runs in for cuddles. I recently moved in with my fiance, he lives out of town, and brought Leo in with me. I could sense that my fiance didn't feel comfortable with having Leo live with us. He sat with me and asked if we could offer him up for adoption since I've been busy with college and he's been busy working. I told him that story behind why I had Leo and he sort of dropped it. During the last couple of weeks, I was visiting my parents and asked my fiance to take care of him while I was away. He said, okay. I called every night, to check in on Leo, and I could hear him bark in the background. But a few days later, he stopped. My fiancé just told me he was outside. Ugh. I came back, and I noticed Leo was gone. I waited till my fiancé got home, and he sat me down and explained that while he was out with Leo, a family approached him and asked if he was putting him up for adoption, and said they were willing to provide a home for him, since their son, who didn't let go of Leo's...
This is false. This is
you know that thing that happens all the time?
He said, since their son... What is... This doesn't make sense. Since their son, who didn't let go of Leo, lost his dog, who looked the same slash age as him.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
The kid was holding on to the... Like, the dude was walking Leo, and the kid was like, oh, I love that dog, and wouldn't let go of him because he was hugging on the dog.
Got it. Okay.
And this completely fabricated story.
Correct. Okay. He said he felt sorry for the kid and decided to give them Leo. I was in shock. I lost it and I yelled at him that it wasn't his place because Leo was mine. He lashed out saying I was hurting his feelings and overreacting. Told him he needed to get him back for me. He just gave me their number and told me to handle it. I've had a hard time trying to get him back, and I did eventually. I packed up and moved back in with my parents. My fiancé is calling and apologizing, then saying that he can no longer pay rent on his own. I didn't reply. My family say I should forgive him and get over it, but I just couldn't. I feel heavy and unable to even talk to him anymore.
Hang on. I know this isn't the important part of the story. He was living there before. How can he now not afford to pay rent?
I was
thinking
the same thing. And it's crazy.
I know that's not the important part of the story, but that makes no sense.
He's catfishing as her family and gaslighting her from both sides. It's crazy. It's a 4D chess move right there, baby.
What did her family say?
To get back with him. Oh. There's no way your family would be like, oh, he just gave away your dog that has extreme sentimental value outside of being your pet for the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
No family would be like, yeah, no, he's good enough to go back to him.
But he's got a good heart. He's
absolutely
such
not. He clearly doesn't have a good heart.
He cares about you.
Clearly
he was
not
doing what was best for both of you.
How was that best for both of you?
The dog was putting a strain on the relationship.
No, it wasn't.
And he didn't feel like the dog was yours. Like it wasn't both of yours. It was only yours. And he was trying to remove anything from the relationship that was strictly one of yours. So
that's
he was making it more into a communal thing.
That's not how that works. So people that
Ricky, this is how it works. He's doing the right thing here.
No, he's not.
Just think how happy that kid's going to be with that little dog.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yes, I can understand that. But also, like, think about how heartbroken your fiancé is because you got rid of her
just
dog.
Just think, someday that kid's going to get a friend, and then that kid's going to die, and that dog's going to get passed on to another friend. And then that friend's going to have their fiancé give it off to someone else. It's like the sisterhood of the traveling dog.
Yeah.
No.
No, that's how it works.
No. It's bad. I don't like it.
The story is so made up. Well, I guess maybe it's not made up, because he gave out a phone number. He's like, you fucking handle it.
That is weird.
But he definitely is, like, on a walk with the dog, being like, I fucking hate this dog. And a family
came up.
Who
wants to adopt this dog?
A family came up and was like, nice dog. And he's like, you want it?
Yeah.
And then he's like, ah, you can deal with it. And they just keep saying on the phone, it's like, he gave this dog to us.
Yeah.
What do you mean you want it back?
Yeah,
he said
I do.
He didn't want it.
That family's got to be like
heartbroken as
yeah.
well. Yeah. Like he clearly ruined two lives that day. Like,
honestly, no, I'd rather be the dead friend.
Oh my God.
I mean, don't we all?
Typical Leo, am I right? If he was a fucking Libra, it might be different.
You got that right, dude. Even a Scorpio. Scorpio would never let that happen.
Scorpio is clearly the one doing it.
I mean...
I'm an Aquarius. I meant a dog named Aquarius.
This guy must not have grown up with pets.
That's the big thing.
Or conscience.
Any form of empathy?
Yeah.
Obviously a psychopath.
He's
probably murdered children. That's why he didn't want the dog around, because dogs can sense it. They know that somebody's fucked up and that they're bad people. And he didn't want his fiance finding out he was a bad person. So what's he do? He does, like, the worst thing imaginable.
When she went on the trip,
the guy was out late one night and he came home and there was just one lamplight on and the dog was sitting in a chair with the newspaper up smoking a cigar saying like,
I found those kids you hid.
You're home pretty late. All right, Leo, calm down, man. Calm down.
Just be cool, man.
I was just my friends.
It was a late night at the office, Leo. I swear.
Well, your life's about to get a lot more rough. And I need bites him in the leg.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. You boys ready for a break?
I'm sorry.
Shit, you got me a beer? I didn't even notice that.
And then the dog says, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Okay, we're done with this. Bad jokes.
And the dog says,
I fetched the newspaper. Nothing good in here this week. Only thing that's in the news is you being a shit fiancé.
Except for that's not news. All right, we're done with that joke. It's over.
And then the dog said,
it's time for a break, damn it.
And welcome back to me going off, sister. Quick circle, George, real quick one. It's just something I saw on Twitter. I love Twitter, guys. Twitter's a good thing to make you sad. And I like being sad all the time. So I saw an article. Title of the article.
Oh, so we're doing titles then?
The title is necessary. I'm a millionaire, and it's really hard being rich.
Oh, my God.
Written by Kristen Fleming. And it's not the full article here, but I've got a quick little excerpt. Initially, when David joined Amazon, I had just had a baby, and I didn't identify as a stay-at-home mom. I didn't identify as a wealthy woman. But while she shied away from talking about it, she learned to embrace excess, including private jets, a lavish wardrobe makeover, and a second home in the Napa Valley. Still, Richer, who grew up with frugal parents...
Wait. What was the...
Richer?
Richer.
Richer. R-I-S-H-E-R.
Okay.
Phonetically very close to Richer, which is very funny. Still, Richer, who grew up with frugal parents, began worrying about the impact money was having on her children. The family started flying commercial, with our 6-year-old wondering if we were taking a private jet and our 4-year-old questioning whether we were flying international first class. I believe something had to change, she writes. Wealth also complicated her social life and family relations until she learned to open up. One friend almost didn't invite her family to a Cirque du Soleil show because the pal worried they'd only be happy with front row seats. Quote, that shocked me, and I felt so horrible for her to think about the finances. Her friendship meant more to me than front row seats. That conversation also made me more aware of how out of touch I could be, said Richer.
But also, I wouldn't deal with anything less than second row seats.
I mean, like, we don't need to have front row seats, but at least get me up in the fucking balconies. Like,
are you kidding me?
I don't want to sit next to the fucking peons in economy seating.
You want plebs breathing my air? I'm Richer.
I'm Richer than them bitches. Yeah, she's just got a horrible lisp. And she's like, I'm sorry, what was your name? Yeah, Richer. Cindy Richer? As in Richer than you?
What child? This is one of those stories where it's like, and then my child said a fake sentence.
Yeah. And then my 4-year-old said, I'm going to miss Ruth Bader Ginsburg forever. Wakanda forever. It's like, cool. Way to, one, make up a story and also whore out your kid for Twitter likes.
But what 4-year-old's like, we're not taking international first class or the private jet?
No PJs?
We have to sit in business plus? My friends are going to judge me.
At night, I had my nanny tell them to get into their PJs, and they thought private jet and not pajamas. And I was like, I need to change.
This is a problem.
So I fired my nanny that I was already underpaying.
And verbally abusing every day.
And I hired somebody at a lower rate. Therefore, the quality was lesser, so they wouldn't get used to too good of nannying services.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I guess we could name the segment Eat the Rich.
I do just feel like she didn't think of herself as a stay-at-home mom.
I didn't identify as a stay-at-home mom.
See, I wasn't a stay-at-home mom because I just left my kids at home while I went and did hot yoga. I went and got brunch with the girls.
Drank red wine.
I then went and got lunch wine. And then I went and did cold room yoga. It's nice to do in alternating. It kind of relaxes the muscles compared to hot room yoga where it's very strenuous. And then I went and got my mani-pedis because I get a new one every single day. And then I went and got massage because I was kind of stressed out from having to deal with the lower people when I was getting my mani-pedis. And then
And then I fucked my tennis coach.
So I'm not really a stay-at-home mom. I'm more of an on-the-go mom whose kids stay at home. And this is why I want to be rich, guys. Imagine, I want this life.
Imagine.
I'm trying to fuck my tennis coach.
This just screams like
that. 100% why we can't have you be a stay-at-home dad. Also, I don't make enough money.
Imagine, this just screams the whole, like, Bill Gates, like, or even that Arrested Development quote. Like, Bill Gates is like, I don't know, how much does a banana cost? Fucking $8? Yeah. God, they're so fucking out of touch with shit. Guys, vote for the graduated tax if you live in Illinois, please. Thank you very much.
All right.
That doesn't apply to anyone anymore. Josh, we're international, baby.
International.
We're listening worldwide.
We got oceanic listeners. We got United Kingdom listener. We have Canadian listeners.
Why'd you say oceanic instead of just like Australia?
Because oceanic includes New Zealand and part of the New Guineas.
If you ask any Australian, they don't want to be lumped in with the New Zealands.
They're
New Zealanders.
They're fuming. They're calling us they're right pissed. Cunts right
Drop
now.
Drop a fuming, mate.
Yeah. Also, that was a terrible accent, whatever you did, so they're mad about that.
All right.
Sorry. They're just going to stop listening now, thanks to you.
Thanks, dude.
I mean, I got all the Canadian viewers on board, so I don't know what you guys are doing.
All right, boys. Are you ready for this fucking doozy?
This is a doozer. This is a long one.
All right. So this is from r/IAMA, which, come to find out, is Ask Me Anything for normal people who aren't, like, famous.
So it's a subreddit where anybody can go on and post pretty much Ask Me Anything. So they'll put, like, I'm a rocket engineer, and then you can ask this rocket engineer any question you want.
How do astronauts wipe their butt? That's what I would ask first.
Do astronauts fold or crinkle?
All right. So this is titled Ask Me Anything, or I Am a Man Who Had a Sexual Relationship with His Mother.
Nice.
Okay. Starts with, when I was in my teens, I had a sexual relationship with my mother. Think that we would both characterize the experience as positive. Please feel free to ask anything, but I will not discuss anything that would reveal my identity. Pretty obviously. Recently, my mom and I spoke with a researcher that is studying examples of incest that were not traumatic. He is preparing a paper on the subject. I am not an advocate for incest, but for whatever reason, it worked for us.
You could try it a little bit.
Don't use my experience as a template. I'm here to relate my experience, not debate incest as a subject.
What the fuck is the point of that research paper? Other than to promote incest.
Is incest wincest?
Is it healthy to fuck my kids?
Here's a few fringe cases where it didn't fuck them up that bad.
All right, so here's some frequently asked questions that people will probably ask. It started when I was 14. My mom was 37.
Yuck.
So pedophile. Okay, cool.
Uh-huh. I have an older sister that was unaware and not involved. My dad knew about it from the beginning and supported my mom's decision.
What the fuck? Fucking cuck. How hot was the son?
It ended around college.
You know, when people started thinking, it's kind of weird how much you hang out with your mom and, like, kiss her way too close to the lips and now, sometimes on the lips.
Christian, I don't want to be too out of line here, but you did breastfeed until you were 12, so you're not too far off.
Well, hold on. That's different.
That's for...
That's why I have big brain. This dude didn't get bigger brain because he was banging his mom.
This dude got big balls because bang mom.
All right. So the first question is, any possibility you're adopted? And he says, nope, completely biological.
Would that make it better?
To be adopted?
Yes. Only slightly, though. In the grand scheme of things, if you're still getting raised by the person, and then also it's pedophilia, it's only slightly better.
Yeah.
It's like reducing the prison sentence from like 5 lifetimes to like 4.9.
The next question is, how did the researcher find you and what made you decide to be involved with his work?
The researcher was my dad. My sister actually became a sociologist.
The answer is, well, I was aware of some of his work, so he was already on my radar. And then I saw a notice online that he was looking for people in my situation.
He was Googling about incest and was like, oh, this is a guy looking into incest
the next, research. The comment underneath of that is, how many times have you Googled some variation of, is it okay to have sex with my mom?
Yeah.
All right.
Does he say his current age?
No. If you ever have a son, would you support your wife if the same situation arose? And he says, probably not. And then the next comment is, ain't that some shit?
So, just a fucking hypocrite. We got cuckold, we got pedophilia, we got incest, we got hypocrites.
Motherfucker.
What is his dad doing? Like,
watching from the corner? I don't know.
What the fuck? Does the sister know now?
No, she doesn't. The next question is, were you ever attracted to your sister? And he says, yes, but not overtly.
I guess, like, you can't blame him?
Yeah, if that, like, norm is already broken in your family.
What the
fuck? It's very weird being an outsider and just being like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? But, you know,
No, it wasn't traumatic, though.
It was just his mom that fucked him up. And fucked him.
Up.
So the next question is, it's 4 questions in one post. Obviously, what did you guys do? Why was your father supportive? Why did this even happen? Why? And he says, it started with her masturbating me, progressed.
I broke
the
both
Dutch
arms.
Runner.
I broke both my arms, so she had to jerk me off. I was a young 14-year-old boy. I had to.
Says, so we started with masturbating, progressed to her giving me oral, and eventually we had sex / made love. It was a slow progression. I don't like that they say it like made love. Like that's...
fucking is one thing. You don't make love with your mother.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you find if someone asked if they used a condom?
Okay, so there's another post with like a lot of questions. Did you ever kiss? Was anything clearly off limits?
Kiss my mom? Ugh.
How did your relationship with your mom change through those years? Did you still respect her as an authority?
Does she have big mommy milkies?
Did you keep seeing her as a mother, or did she become more of a sexual partner?
Scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate her?
Did she keep giving you allowances?
Did somebody ever say, haha, I fucked your mom last night, and you responded with, no, that
yeah,
was me
too.
You asshole. Yeah, I saw you there.
How often did you brag to your friends like, I'm fucking a 30-year-old, and I'm just like, what?
Yeah, dude, totally got laid last night.
15.
My mom put me to bed, and then she put me to fucking bed, dude.
So another couple of questions, because this one comment has 10 questions.
That's a lot of questions.
So
it's not enough at the same time.
It says, any jealousy issues when you started dating? How were...
Wait, he dated his mom?
No, when he started like dating other people.
There's no way this dude's dating other people.
No way.
How were interactions with your dad and your sister? Did it feel different to deal with them?
It was weird. My dad just, like, dabbed me up every time he walked by.
It was weird. My dad just didn't fuck me. I didn't understand what was going on.
What's your favorite and least favorite memory of your sexual relationship with your mother?
I thought I was going to ask favorite position with your
mother. What were your favorite sexual positions? Did you perform oral sex on her? Did anything you did feel weird?
He ate his mom's ass. He knew the question. He knew the answer all along.
Did anything particularly turn you on? Were your sexual dealings limited, confined to a specific place? Or were you active in different places?
How did they get to the point to where she was beating him off? That should be
two broken arms.
Question
dude.
Numero uno. It's not like, yeah, so like I get the progression from beating off to blowjob to sex makes sense. But the progression from 14-year-old son to beating off is...
I'm telling you, this is how it happened. Two broken arms, needed help wiping. One time you just accidentally have boner while pooping, and his mom's like,
It's called globbing a Vishnu. Masturbating while taking a shit.
What?
What?
You learn something new every day, folks.
Look, if... me and this kid in high school made a whole fucking lexicon of phrases for things. And if he listens to this podcast, he'll remember.
Okay. So the last question in this comment says, did your sexual experience with her change the gifts you give to her, like for birthdays, Christmas, Valentine's? Did you ever give each other clothes while thinking about removing them, or like underwear you knew that you'd both like?
Crotchless panties.
People don't do that in normal relationships.
Are you ready for the answers?
No.
We had kissed when orgasming, but it was weird and it rarely happened.
Not the question. Not the fucking question.
The question was, did you ever kiss?
Didn't say anything about kissing while orgasming.
That's the only time they did kiss, though. Because kissing any other time would be gross.
Yes, I still respected her authority. She never rewarded or threatened with sex.
It's more of a sub-dom situation anyway, so like
respected her authority. Respected her authorities.
There was no jealousy from her. It happened in my room or in her room. Oh, one of the questions is, were there any close calls in which you felt excited by her, or did anything sexual when you shouldn't have, like in public or with people nearby? And he says, no, there were no close calls. They didn't go on any dates. It wasn't a romantic relationship. And there was no special presents.
We just made love.
We're just families with benefits. Family members with benefits.
The comment under that is, no dates, so it's like mom with benefits. And then the next comment is, cooks, cleans, drives you to baseball practice, blowjobs, bedtime stories, etc.
Jesus Christ. Does he answer all the other questions?
Yeah, there's way more questions.
Well, of those 10, did he answer all 10 of those?
Can I ask what his username is?
Verified Son.
Okay, well, he didn't even have fun with it.
Did you cuddle afterwards? Ever kiss passionately, or was it just straightforward sex? He says there was no cuddling. There was once a passionate kiss that happened during, but it was weird, so we didn't kiss after that. Pretty vanilla. Here, I'll say it. Guy fucking his mom says that kissing her is weird.
The kiss is the weird thing! What the fuck? Oh my god. I mean, okay, now I need to know what the favorite position was, because I feel like, alright, this is gonna be... In the whole scheme of everything, if the position was facing away, like doggy style or something like that, that makes it kind of better. Right? Right, guys?
I can't help it. My mom's just dummy thick.
All right. Are you guys
She's
ready?
She's built like Dexter's mom.
She's good at making cake, and I'm not talking about her desserts. My mom's cake is delicious, and she don't bake nothing is all I'm saying.
Oh, you got me at the wrong time drinking.
All right, the question that you've all been waiting for. Who started the interactions, and was your dad ever present? Well, without giving away too much info, I was injured in an accident at 14.
Called it.
And was incapacitated. I went from masturbating 2 times a day to 0. After 2 weeks, I was frustrated and took it out on my parents. My mom and dad knew what was up and talked about my mom helping me masturbate. They approached me one afternoon, and when my mom said, I know you're frustrated and why you're frustrated, would you like some help masturbating? Blood was rushing in my ears, and I said yes, but I really didn't know if she meant what I thought she meant. I was excited and confused. She said that she would take care of me when I went to bed.
This dude is like every porn.
Yeah.
Let me take care of you, son.
Uh-huh. Were you ever worried about babies? No, mom was on the pill, never got pregnant.
Wait, this dude dropping hot loads.
I never liked the
she was on the pill, because that implies like
he's just fucking
dropping loads.
All right, so then this next one has 6 questions.
He keeps avoiding answers about his dad. They keep asking about his dad, and at the beginning, he's like, dad knew about it, but he hasn't answered any other questions about his dad.
All right, so there's 6 questions here. How was the first time you had sex with her? I mean, full-on intercourse. Do you remember what was going through your mind? How did she react afterwards? I mean, did she just leave your room and go to her bedroom with dad? Was it like at breakfast the next day? Did you guys talk about it? You say it was clinical. Did she walk you through things? Did she teach you how to do certain maneuvers? Have you ever told your sister? I think you're going to say no, as you haven't told the woman you plan to marry. That must have been in a different comment.
Imagine fucking your mom and you can't even make her come, and then she's also she's disappointed, and also she just fucked herself.
Well, hold on.
That's why I kept having her. I just kept making her come so fucking hard. The only way to describe their sex life is, oh, mama.
God.
I don't get the reference. Is there a reference or just,
no,
oh,
just mama.
Okay, all
right. Sorry, dude. Sorry I'm not funny enough.
No,
for you, dude.
No,
fuck me. No, fuck. I'm leaving, dude.
All right. So he says, the first time we had intercourse, I was laying in bed getting oral from her. In the middle of it, she stopped, climbed up my body, pulled her panties aside, and sat on me. She was wearing a long t-shirt. She told me not to come, and she rode me for about a minute and came. She then finished with me. She then finished me with her mouth. My head was spinning. Sometimes it was discussed at the table, but not with my dad around. I would never tell anyone that I know. Whew, I told you guys this was a doozy.
Wait, it was discussed at the table,
yes.
Or there was disgust?
No, it was discussed. It was talked about, okay, at the table. Wait, so maybe the dad knew about the beating off, but not the sex part? Because, like,
I don't know.
He just keeps avoiding the dad questions.
Was there ever a fear that your sister would find out? There was at first, but we were careful. She left for college pretty soon after it started, so that made it easier.
Yeah, so we just started fucking in her bed instead. That way my dad wouldn't accidentally walk into his room or my room and accidentally walk in on us. This is wild.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, like you said, this is so many questions, but still not enough.
So the next question is, do you still continue the sexual relationship today? And he says, no, it ended after I left for college.
Only on Christmas and Mother's Day.
Started to slow down and then eventually stopped. There wasn't an event that ended it. I've talked to my mother and father about it over the years. The subject is not off limits. I don't think that either of us wishes it to start up again. And then the comment says, long distance relationships can be tough.
Oh.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
This dude's getting married, huh? And he didn't tell his soon-to-be wife.
There's no... You can't tell your wife and then still get married, or your fiance and still get married. You can't tell your girlfriend and still keep a girlfriend. There's no... You get married and you tell her on your deathbed. That's the only way this is coming out and not getting divorced.
Did your parents tell you... Let me rephrase. Did your parents ever tell you not to tell anyone outside of the household? No, they never had to tell me. I think it was kind of a mutual decision. Yeah. Why would you even begin to tell somebody else that? Are you going to tell your future partners about it? Wholly uncomfortable. He says no.
What? Yeah, because there's going to be a question. Like, it's always the inevitable question of,
how,
like,
how
did you lose your virginity? Who was your first sexual experience with?
There's so many replies and questions.
Normally, you're only in your mom's vagina once in your life. Unless, yeah, there's a C-section.
Did you ever dirty talk to each other? No dirty talk. At the beginning, she could be clinical in her description of what she was doing, and I would get turned on. But not dirty, dirty. At orgasm, there would be an oh shit or oh fuck. But that was it.
Good Christian sex.
And, oh, mama.
Oh, mama. Mama mia.
Is that not what you guys say? Is that not your catchphrase while coming?
Had you already lost your virginity, or was your mom your first? He says, I lost my handjob blowjob virginity to my mom, but intercourse was with a girlfriend.
How?
So there was a long period of time before transitioning to handjob blowjob with the mom to sex?
I guess. And then a
How
comment,
can you be dating somebody?
A comment says, you cheated on your girlfriend with your mom.
Ooh. Wasn't cheating because it wasn't emotional. It was purely physical. Men just have certain needs. They need to get pleased. And my girlfriend wasn't doing it.
Jesus Christ. I feel like I can't sigh hard enough.
Has someone asked about cunnilingus? And if so, did he say eating ain't cheating?
Eating ain't cheating?
Yep.
Wow.
So that's all the...
Did he use a condom?
No.
It's never mentioned.
If he said he didn't have to worry about it because she's on birth control, you know that's a no.
Whew. That's all I got for him. That, I mean, there's like thousands and there's over 10,000 comments on this thing.
Rightfully so.
Of course. Everybody's got lots of questions.
Really fucking funny how he's like, yeah, so I just knew this scientist's work and I wanted to...
Yeah. It's from him Googling, like...
His wife is the scientist.
The last one that I can find that he answered...
Because women can be scientists too, Christian.
Says, why did you feel the need to share this experience? He says, I'm new to Reddit and saw the guy with his sister. I'm not sure if it turned out to be real, but either way. I mean, this is from 8 years ago, so, like, I don't know what he's talking about. But he says, most of you were not assholes about it. It seems like an easy way to inform and share. It's a bit cathartic to answer questions.
This post is 8 years old.
Erica, can you do me a favor? At the very top of the comment section, sort it by controversial.
Okay. Well, I have to scroll all the way up. Okay.
If you back out and go back into it, it'll be
so
at the
best
top.
Comments you want controversial.
Yeah. How dat pussy dough? Number one controversial comment with minus 140 downvotes.
We do gotta know.
One of the most controversial comments says, am I the only one who thinks you're really shitty at answering questions? We have so many unanswered questions.
That's
still
the biggest problem
he
with this guy.
He avoids a lot of questions.
I need to know about his relationship with his dad. Like, I need to know how involved was the dad in this.
Maybe his dad was also in an accident that caused him to lose his dick.
What?
And she's like, well,
oh my god,
son, you're the man of the house now. You have to do the fatherly deeds. Give your mother your reed.
What?
Yeah.
That was a good joke, dude. Don't worry about it. It landed.
That joke cannot be beed.
Oh, what? Just stop.
I'm just going to take another drink of my mead.
Okay, so the next controversial
that's
comment.
That's what I need. Did.
Says, you enjoyed it? Okay. You look back on it positively? Okay. It hasn't caused any obvious negative effects in your current daily life? Sure. You don't feel angry or upset about having to harbor a relationship-ending secret from your potential wife? Okay. I still consider this child abuse. I still consider you victim or survivor. Yeah. I still think your mom should be identified as a threat to children, and I still very much think you should speak to a professional, not Reddit, about your experience. And he replied with, well, my future wife won't know a lot about my other sexual adventures as well. Like, oy.
It's like the defense of, like, when a female teacher has sex with a male student, and it's like, oh, that kid got so lucky. And it's like, no.
Oh, yeah, dude, that kid rocks.
That kid's gonna be fucked up. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Imagine, imagagine if it was, like, a daughter and a father.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like this comment.
Oh, no.
How does it feel knowing that you lived pretty much every boy's wet dream and that there are thousands of men pleasuring themselves reading your comments?
Fall.
I mean, there probably are thousands.
Yeah, that part's true, but that's not every boy's wet dream.
Maybe a few moms pleasuring themselves.
That's not every boy's wet dream, though.
That's like a wet nightmare. Well...
It would be one thing if it was like stepmom. Then I feel like there'd be... hundreds of thousands. But it's still not like every boy's wet dream. That is a big old lie.
I mean, maybe if you're fucking Oedipus.
Yo, that dude fucks. Whew. Why would he not make his username like something about Oedipus?
Yeah. I mean, the dude's clearly not a smart man. Yeah.
It was something about like being verified. Like, yeah. They did.
You have to show proof that this is like
a real
something
thing
that happened.
Yeah.
Well, we found a real life fucking Oedipus. Except Oedipus didn't know. So, like, at least he's got that benefit of the doubt.
Oh, God. So I sorted by top comment. Did she ever ask while you were doing it, remember when I could fit all of you inside me?
Yucky.
Oh, no.
That one's yucky.
And then the first reply is slow clap. Then someone replied to that one with slow fap.
God.
The internet is a dark place.
Yeah. So let's get out of the internet.
Okay, thanks. One more.
Jesus.
Achievement unlocked. Came from whence ye came.
All right, that one's
well, just like this dude's writing. Sex life with his mom, all good things have to come to an end. Thanks for listening to another episode. This is the most uncomfortable I've ever been.
Is it because you're trying to hide your boner?
Guys, don't look. I have to go to the bathroom real quick.
I'm sorry that I had to read that, you guys, but I had to.
I want to say thanks for listening, but I'm going to say sorry you had to listen to another episode of the Judgies podcast. At least we'll never read that story again. If you liked the episode, share it with your friends. Your mom probably deserves something nice. Give the episode to her.
But only the episode. Don't give her anything else.
Let her know that you're thinking about her.
Leave a review. If you leave a review, we'll read it on the podcast. Christian, where can they find us on the internet?
You can find us at Judgies Pod. That's JUDGIES Pod. That's on Twitter and Instagram.
Where you sometimes post a lot of polls on Instagram. You can get interactive with that, Chiz.
Yeah, we get some stories once in a while. You can interact with us. Tell us what you think. Ricky, where can they send questions to us?
Well, you can DM us on any of our social media, or you can send us an email at judgiespod@gmail.com. And that's JUDGIES Pod@gmail.com. Is that how we do this? You switched it up on me. Now I don't know what my role is.
Josh switched it up on me. I didn't know what to do either.
We all...
I was prepared.
There's only
week.
Three things to do. All of us can do them.
This last story really fucked us up, you guys.
It'd be cool to do like a Q&A episode, one episode. Maybe like a bonus episode. So if you have questions for us, send them in. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
we'll start garnering them as they trickle in. Maybe we'll do an IMA.
We should.
I am a podcast host.
I host a podcast that only our moms listen to.
Really unique in 2020. We're podcast hosts.
This is definitely not an oversaturated market. We're definitely going to succeed.
Hey, but we're the only podcast that has two episodes talking about performing sexual activities on their moms. I can almost guarantee that.
No,
I can almost guarantee that.
I doubt that, man.
All right, and on that note, we're getting out of here. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Just remember, the judges love you.
So do your mom.